post-grunge and sort of the things that came out of the landscape that was in the music industry after the grunge movement, after Kurt Cobain died. And I think Weezer is one of those bands who were really big in that wake, because they're not very grungy. In fact, they're more so just indie sort of power pop. I know that the first record of theirs was very much influenced by The Cars. It was produced by Rick Ocasek of The Cars. But yeah, it was very much influenced by that, as well as a lot of the Beach Boys and the Pixies. So yeah, just to get right into it, right off the bat, we're going to start with the lead-off track from Weezer's debut album, known as the Blue Album, called My Name is Jonas. So here we go.
Thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Come sit next to me, pour yourself some tea. Just like grandma made when couldn't find sleep. Things were better then, once but never again. We've all left the den and the tight fight. The choo-choo train left by on time. The ticket costs.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Thank you.
those last few songs that I played, also all of them off of the Blue album, Weezer's debut, but those last few songs that I played were The World Has Turned and Left Me Here, Say It Ain't So, Holiday, and Only in Dreams. But yeah, the Blue album was a pretty important album for me when I was in high school. I found, I don't know, it weirdly did kind of speak to me, and it resonated with me as I related to a lot of the lyrics, as they kind of are very introspective, and a lot of them are about girls and liking girls and failing at liking girls, but whatever. I think the Blue album is like one of the best debut albums ever of all time. But yeah, it's a really cool album, and I think it blends a lot of musical styles. Like I said, power pop, like from the Cars, loud, quiet, loud music, like as in the Pixies or Nirvana. And then also like the Beach Boys. A lot of the stuff on this album, the band would later say, oh, our Beach Boys harmonies. Like if you listen to the songs like Say It Ain't So, especially on Holidays during the little bridge, or on the song Holiday during the little bridge part, those little harmonies, it's very much reminiscent of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys and Pet Sounds. So yeah, I think it's really cool. And a big reason why the Blue album blew Weezer up into like the stratosphere was because of the music videos. They had three music videos for the album for the songs, Say It Ain't So, Buddy Holly, and Undone, the Sweater Song. Buddy Holly and the Sweater Song being directed by Spike Jonze, which is a cool little fact. But those music videos were sort of mainstays on MTV, and it made them incredibly popular. But after the Blue album was all sort of said and done, Rivers, the frontman for Weezer, kind of just wanted to make an album more, like, not super produced like the Blue album was, not as clean. So he decided that they would self-produce the next album and would have a rawer sound. And then after the Blue album, Rivers was like, well, I have all this kind of clout now and the money I didn't have before. And also, like, I've kind of made it. So he decided to go to Harvard University and study just something he never thought he could study before, because he thought before it would be a waste of time. And then the next album, Pinkerton, is kind of him dealing with his newfound fame and sort of trying to humble himself and trying to understand that, like, oh, I'm a celebrity now, I have all these preconceived notions about me, but they aren't true. Like, I'm still a person, I still have feelings. But a lot of those things kind of weren't happening for him. He was sleeping with a lot of people because of the fame, and it kind of depressed him because he didn't feel like he had a proper connection. And so a lot of the album is about that. But then a lot of the album is also about how, because of the popularity of the Blue album and the music videos, a lot of people thought he was kind of just a hack who got lucky with really popular music videos and wasn't actually a good songwriter. And so he wanted to prove people wrong. And he wanted to prove to people that, like, he's got this. Like, he's a rock star. He can do it. And so that was what was attempted on Pinkerton. And the first song that I'm going to play off that album is called No Other One. Up next.
My girl's alive. public enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. Said you never heard of them. How cool is that? So I went to your room and read your diary. Watching grunge leg drop New Jack to a press table. And then my heart stopped listening to Cho-Cho Fan. Fall in love all over again. Cause I think we'd make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking, I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
those last few songs that I played were El Scorcho, Falling for You, and I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams. Now, as I was saying, Pinkerton is the band's second album, and it came after a massive, massive debut. And yeah, like I said, it was a weird time. The frontman of the band, Rivers Cuomo, was kind of really put off by the amount of fame he had. He was like really weirded out by the way people were treating him, even though he didn't feel like he was very much a different person. He just happened to be in a very popular band. And so I think a way that he wanted to sort of normalize himself and become a normal person again was he decided to go and enroll at Harvard University, which he thought was something he couldn't have done before. So he's at Harvard, he's learning all this stuff, but his issues kind of sort of still persist. People are treating him like just not a normal person. He doesn't like that. And then he also wants to make an album that feels more true to himself, and so he goes in and they self-produce this second album. And then the second album releases, and people hate it. They're like, oh, like, what the hell? This is embarrassing. Like, why are you writing about all this stuff? And like, oh, this isn't anything like the what you guys won us over with in the first one. You guys are just lucky. You rode the success of your music videos, and you're nothing more. You're going to be nothing. And that really hurt Rivers' feelings. So the band went on like a 5-year hiatus. They didn't release any new music until the next century, which is crazy to think about. But because of how badly Rivers' feelings were hurt, he decided that he was going forward only going to write pop songs and not songs that were honest or anything or experimental or true to himself. He just wanted to write pop songs. He wanted to play it safe because he couldn't handle the shame and embarrassment anymore. And that was a horrible choice. I don't know what they did. They had so much promise with them from their 90s output, and then, like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But this first song coming up showing that sort of transition is Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queen's Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JDA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
Through. don't appreciate this excess company. So I can't satisfy all the need she has, and so she starts to wonder, can you blame her?
Are you okay?
Those last three songs were Burnt Jam, Perfect Situation, and Freak Me Out by Weezer. Now, like I said, Weezer had so much potential, and because of critics and them not being able to handle critics, it was kind of squalored. Which sucks because, like, 5 years after their second album released, people would have a change of heart and realize that it actually was really good. And, like, they were in their bag with that one. But yeah, I mean, Weezer, they're still one of my favorite bands, like, ever. I saw them live and it was awesome. But yeah, like, if they had kept going on the trajectory they were going, I don't know. I think they could have done something crazy. And, like, it's weird, too, because, like, even with the output after their second album, they had weird strokes of genius that, like, showed their influence from their 90s output. With that song, Burnt Jam, for example, that is off their album Maladroit, and I love that album. I think it's heavy, and it's cool, and I like the songwriting and the tone and the style of that album. But anyways, that is the end of the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed what you listened to and kind of saw the journey that Weezer went on. And I hope you kind of agree with me that, like, they should have just stuck to their guns and not given a shit or not cared about what other people said. But yeah, I don't know. I still love them. I still love those first two albums a lot. Listening to them in high school was, I think, important. Not to be that guy. But yeah, that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope you tune in next week. Thank you.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and